This is Utah Skies. On October 20th, 2018, Bepi Colombo, a planetary mission to the planet Mercury, was launched by the European Space Agency and the Japan Exploration Agency. It consists of three parts: the Mercury Planetary Orbiter, the Mercury Transfer Module, and the Mercury Magnetospheric Orbiter that will separate into independent spacecraft upon arriving at Mercury. The transfer module is an ion thruster that will give the spacecraft propulsion. Earlier this year, about a year and a half after launch, Bepi Colombo flew by Earth for a gravity assist maneuver to turn it toward the planet Venus. This week, on Thursday, October 15, 2020, it will pass by the planet Venus before heading toward a flyby of the planet Mercury. It will fly by Mercury five more times before it settles into an orbit around Mercury on December 5, 2025. There are 11 instruments aboard Bepi Colombo that will carry out scientific measurements during its mission. Some of the objectives of the mission include learning how Mercury was formed so near the Sun. The outside geography of the planet will be studied, including its craters, the structure of Mercury's interior, its magnetic field, and looking for water ice on its polar regions. Imagine finding water ice on a planet that reaches 800 degrees Fahrenheit on its day side. Our website is cbas-utahskies.org. For Cache Valley Astronomical Society, this is Blaine Dickey wishing you clear skies.